I think it should be a bit for Anne.
Should be this one.
But I think maybe that should be on.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
NVDA,
but this is lambda. Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline
Of course. Of course it is.
Yeah. You underline the goo in each case, but not the and.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you reckon this stands for lambda?
Or
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Excitation emission lines.
Mm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying. It's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Alright, you don't get that.
Let me know in the velocity. ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agree to keep Hubble?
Yes, to keep Hubble. For this,
that should be
source.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah,
do you think that's part of the name? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is all.
Absorbed nine systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorbed nine systems. And again.
Yeah.
Right. And it's until my column densities. Which is a derived property.
Species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
And why my alpha power shouldn't be in there either. No, for some reason I think you just died on
the screen. I win.
You're right there.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who wins.
Yeah, it's like a bottle of champagne.
I've labeled that one.
Okay.
And again.
That's a feature.
That's okay. It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
Mm. I didn't know what he meant,
but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially because they're X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's red as well.
Yeah,
which it is. Oh, the stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay.
Yeah. G-dwarf.
G-dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, there's one of them out over here. R7 is a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
It's the same amount as the whole system is again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Although maybe it shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think it should just take
it. Yeah.
Radio lab quiz again.
Emission models definitely not. Why associated?
No. We had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what do you mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with torpion? Doesn't say
it's a process, though, isn't it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I have no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
is that what it means then? Unassociated.
Those are mechanisms, so they don't count. I just missed it.
What's it? We should have had emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should have.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlying features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. And it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only problem. Is then, if we've both been not marking it,
there
might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah.
Well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you're, it's not only about resolution, but sort of like coming up with a corrected version.
Right,
these places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the other one there, the quasar, right?
Yes.
Right.
And this is exactly the same as last one. Systems. IM galaxies.
So kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing in this one?
Hubble deep field is being marked. And absorption
is
being marked.
Yeah. Fine.
I don't think Abel cluster is different from a cluster. An Abel cluster is just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have Abel clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access. That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I'm not arguing.
I agree.
Yeah, if you kind of blow
yourself. You're right, that's just an emission and cost emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in this one.
Yeah.
Okay. X-ray VLX and radio VLX, I think, because VL with him should be marked.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No.
CL luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Intermediate is a region.
That is so cold.
It shouldn't be high latitude, right?
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because it's a region. We can talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just, it's not me.
Yeah, it's badly written.
As we said, not to mark things based solely on. So it's just defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies,
just galaxies.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, sure. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about star-based galaxies rather than star-based within a galaxy. But they are
yes,
star-based galaxies there.
Yeah.
Galaxies.
Yeah.
Galaxies. Continue or continue on flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really make
it doesn't
a difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but I don't, obviously.
Let's
flux, I don't care.
In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in this feature.
And then.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say, put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
You can't.
You can't get just from a
spectrum.
To it. But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by otherwise light.
Yeah. Well, I think I would actually leave it on with only on those broad line in it. I'm just thinking that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
Oops.
Oh,
nope.
We're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was. Because the modifier should be included, which I think it should.
Okay.
Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay.
Oh, actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah,
yeah.
Characterized
right.
by unusually.
Okay, so the question is. Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah, no, you've got line.
Difference only weak
oh,
line.
Oh, got line, that's fine.
No?
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
a line there as
but
well.
I think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
Well.
In the same way as a forward line, it would be
yeah,
line.
That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up.
And gave it an acronym, GBHC.
Red galaxies we can't have.
That's okay. We can emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Depth, lamina, and total trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Star forming galaxies.
Can't be in.
No, they can't. Star forming galaxy should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Photogalactic clump.
No, because
that
I don't know.
That's
not
a source title.
No.
What are you thinking? It's a lump.
No.
Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. The absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently,
yeah.
Small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process.
Away.
Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
This feature. Yeah, okay.
a feature, special feature.
Yeah.
Temporal analysis again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Mm. Those are regions, blobs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
sure.
Yeah.
Extra-ABLX.
Okay. Intermediate types.
Yeah,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
All right. You get it then.
It's
like don't like systems.
Well, hang on though. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which only had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own.
Right.
So yes.
But you just.
Yep.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So.
Take
what line?
In general, every time there's been a line. Must have been line. Okay, it's
line
width, but it's still where that's lines. Have you had any just where it says
line
width?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, okay, fine.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Well, in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's
yeah.
Likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I might. And here, I think I might again.
Line center you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line center.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be that way, I think.
Line center.
You can point to the line wings.
You'd say line wings. Alright, you get it. Eclipsing.
Starburst-like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then AGN-like activity.
Yeah.
But
that has to go as well.
An AGN is a class.
A starburst,
a starburst
is
a
class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say,
but we're counting starbursts. Starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's
fair. No, but the starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AEG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to...
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity, or it's modifying activity.
Okay,
let's
keep it.
I think they
like
either have to both stay
yeah.
or both go, and
mm-hmm.
I think they should stay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it was star forming.
Yeah. Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. Okay. We've just got to split up. I think that should be it. You might have two. It's a wavelength region, it's a
wavelength region,
but it's the same between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here. That's
you
probably
are, yes.
Good.
I know where she is.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies know. Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh,
no, the other same. Sorry. Absorption and systems.
Hubble.
And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, galaxy
in
distribution.
A galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lens.
We did it before.
Yes, don't include guts.
Prisms?
Yeah, that counts. Low ionization. Well, we both three should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization. They're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowels is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if high bowels are, but low bowels are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High bowels.
Next. I shouldn't. You right there.
Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified and maybe at a particular redshift baseline. Yeah.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's almost. Yeah, continuum must have some continuing flux. It should be in.
Well, you haven't been early, have you?
What we had.
I don't remember about luminosity. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got doing broadband. Now what were we doing if
radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you're looking at language speak. Now each conduct is a separate entity.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. Doesn't really say.
No, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
All right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you think.
That's whatever's easiest for you. no.
Yes, take it out.
Spectral components. X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
How about the field again?
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No,
I shouldn't
do
either of them.
Yeah.
Media quasar should be
a source type. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM has done it then. Right.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah. can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. All that aligned stuff.
The galaxy,
galaxy
or galaxy?
The galaxy, given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
Instead of proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what HPC stands for?
Then to lie in the direction, high velocity clouds.
High velocity
yeah,
clouds.
That there. There,
that's right.
Yes, please. ICM.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes in your own books.
You're right there. Should be this, and it probably is.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now the energy are different. I understand that.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HP to, I think, given that we're not in line with itself.
Okay.
Even line with itself. You can have flux.
Nope.
Not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
Why?
We wanted, and this is relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak broad lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak or relative to what though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the acronym rule, the first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym.
No,
but
I mean
when
it's embedded,
yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside
yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed the idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So.
Weak emission.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true, so we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak
emission levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying, yeah,
no.
I agree.
No, nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Red line emission should be in.
Okay.
Forward line emission in the west frame of UB should be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be out.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a radiative transfer thing, so they don't mean they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Associated again, which means continuum source, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And associated champion. C GTA.
That should be. Oh wait, is that
does it stand
that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT is the CTIO 4 meter. The name of that telescope.
Don't know.
Yeah, and the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
it?
Yeah. So yes, but it's also a telescope. I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually.
Mm.
Anyway. I don't mind.
If we're including
observatory, because if it's part of the proper name,
But
then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Not the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption mats? No, it isn't.
What is that comma doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening, contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines, though.
Yes,
and we're keeping lining constraint. Continual flux, so we should have
warning. We're doing that, This is good. No!
Oh! No, because 100 of those. This is quick.
Don't find an alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either. One damp Lyman alpha QSO is. It's not a source of that stuff.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs.
What's DAW? WDs. 25 of DA type and 6 of DB type.
Yeah, it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class.
Yeah.
Low luminosity curators, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I
don't know. Well, we're doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do.
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
are
discuss them as a
physically distinct.
They are as much as ultra luminous galaxies,
yeah.
Okay. Narrow absorption lines.
Yeah,
should be
again.
Not to be associated with
some regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what we can do about A and B?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are, yes, yeah. Strong soft X-ray flux. That's associated absorption lines.
Ah, right. And the AAL outflow. So yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is not that.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't. Ooh.
Blue wings are
this
and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you
highlighted
it.
Oh, I highlighted
it
all as one. Right.
And I highlighted it separately. It should be separate.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line is too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the so
most of the end as well.
Yeah, I think it probably was and just hasn't printed, because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above.
Yeah,
but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you look at your end,
the book
Olivia's done.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
you're mostly settling for the solution where you mark all contracts individually.
Yes, I haven't printed that. Yeah, but it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Oh, so that's right.
But is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Line rubs. That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark that.
That's
width.
True.
Well,
okay, yeah. So we've been in there.
Which iron spectrum?
You probably read to the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then
mm-hmm.
after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
It's
not
a spectral feature. It's
mm-hmm.
a spectral.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
different. Should it go in?
Mm.
Yes.
Giant elliptical is for
ellipticals. Move that in mind.
I think are giant elliptical separate things? I don't know.
Yeah,
they are
so.
Separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah,
in the each of these.
Yeah.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
if you're
doing high ionized
emission.
Maybe.
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot, and that's exactly
emission
the same.
From high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same.
It's pointing there and saying that there's a high excitation emission, and there's not high excitation.
Okay,
mm.
if you both think so, yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you've got
yeah.
X-ray source.
R117.
Narrow landscape, but one should all be one with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
4. I think it should be.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
The plan is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
Well, hang on though, but. Isn't it just. Describe your mechanism then? It isn't a special feature, so it's.
No, I think it's a special feature. You can point to heat amp lamina and partial absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB2 emission, although HB2 emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, damp lamina alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption, that's not. Really, something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp lamina alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Mm. Not too fast, I don't think.
What would it be if it was HB2 absorption? You just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB2 absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp lamina alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember
both.
What we've done before.
Because we've. Every feature is produced.
Well,
if it was
absorption in damp lamina clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it means with low redshift damp lamina alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp lamina alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp lamina alpha absorption. There's
yeah,
the
well that's true.
In the same
that's
way
true.
That we'll say HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we both marked it, so
yeah,
I
yeah,
think
that should
okay.
be in there.
Microquasars.
They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know, they've just got ultra-luminous and, ooh, even more hyper-luminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they... What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyper-luminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But...
I guess keep it.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf... Amorphous nuclei starburst.
I've made that one up, so I've never done that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got it.
That should
that's
be
okay.
Yeah. Starburst nuclei. You're like, the object. If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of the object which would not be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Sorry, what happened now? So you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
the
okay.
The acronym includes it.
All right, okay. I see.
Continuing with flux again. Mm-hmm. EV and optical emission line. Emissions.
Yeah.
I think all that goes in, isn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So, yeah.
UV and optical, UV and optical emission should be in there, though. No, it shouldn't.
No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, now I'm in mission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green because type 2
right.
Galaxy is on one.
Yes, so that's fine.
That's right, as long as this is
plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband detection.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
Any numbers, the objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's an instrument.
It's not a telescope, it's an
instrument. Did you have that? The other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should be
there as well.
No emission lines from coming up.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah, you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
That's
emission from the narrow line region.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. White dwarfs is a source type.
As we know, that is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe I mean his. Oh, the Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is good. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. Yeah. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Piece of electronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars, yes.
Oh, yeah, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
Yeah. UVXS is on, right? We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're separate to us. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strength.
No,
means equivalent, yeah. I did mess group.
That's
it. Hey! Wow.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah. Alright, well done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Well, once we've got them identified, a lot of them were
the same problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the bit in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without
carrying
a little bit to the wire, isn't it?
Do we need to remain wired up? Are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Wow, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, I'll let Melissa know that we're done here.
Talk about them all day long. I'm not, I'm going into my other office in Nest.
Well, I was going to go all bed classes, but it's just me, maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can you just go all bed again?